What I'd like to say is today is an important day for all of us to shine the spotlight on the care, concern, and compassion that is necessary to address the disease of chemical dependency. All aspects, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual. It's a disease that we've heard affects every walk of life, every socioeconomic class, a disease that touches every family, families just like my own. It knows no boundary. My dad was very active in the Wyoming Valley Alcohol and Drug Services Organization. In fact, he was a founding board member. He was a passionate advocate for getting people treatment and helping them find their way. So today we thank all of you for coming forward to Joey, to Lori, forward to bring your voices, to bring your insight. We greatly appreciate your willingness to share those painful personal stories. That's not easy to do. It takes a lot of courage. We thank you for doing that. As I've traveled throughout the five counties of my Senate district, I've met with many individuals, parents, family members, community officials. They've talked about the dreams and promises of their loved ones, those who are lost to addiction, and those who are still fighting each and every day. Those stories have touched me, and they're important for policymakers to understand how we can best help you respond. And one of the common threads in every discussion I have had, every meeting, every conversation, is truly the need for hope. So considerable strides are being made in our communities with task forces and individuals working together to help give that fresh chance for a productive life. Some hearts and minds are becoming less hardened toward those with addiction. You can help us today understand and share what we can do to help people so they don't go down the spiral. But the highest attitude that we have to change is the attitudes among us. As a state, we are gradually rethinking policies and assumptions about incarceration first. These are costly and often discriminatory application and consequences for recovery and rehabilitation. There is also a rising recognition of the disconnect between time needed for effective treatment programs and most insurance policies providing coverage for that. Courage is needed for change, but so are the skilled support systems that require investment and time and money. So one idea that I was happy to work with occurred in Wyoming County, working together to prevent drug use falling into the wrong hands in the community. So local suggestions can help us with state laws. You are here today to offer those local perspectives. We all have to work together to curtail access. This advocacy day is a good reminder that if we are less judgmental and more willing to forgive, and those who earn that chance at the fresh start, today we are here to offer hope. And I applaud each and every one of you for being here. I want to thank you for demonstrating the courage, the compassion, and the care it takes. Thank you for showing us. Thank you for shining a spotlight. We're here to help.